Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has taken place in the realm of labour market and private sector reforms in India, with the World Bank approving a substantial amount to support these efforts. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors has approved a $1.5 billion development policy financing operation, dubbed Boosting Job Creation in the Private Sector, to support India's labour market and private sector reforms. This instrument, known as Development Policy Financing, provides budget support against policy reforms rather than project funding. What makes this significant is that roughly 11 million young Indians enter the labour market every year, posing a significant challenge. The reform pillars of this operation include simplifying business taxation, deepening trade integration, and updating labor laws to raise women's workforce participation. The DPF model links disbursement to prior policy actions, making it a fiscal-cum reform instrument. It connects to the female labor force participation rate debate and the periodic labor force survey data on India's employment structure. Remember this number, $1.5 billion, as it is a crucial amount approved for this operation. Note this carefully, the target challenge is roughly 11 million young Indians entering the labour market every year. Now let us turn to another significant development in the field of medicine. The UK's National Health Service has approved teplizumab, the first disease-modifying immunotherapy shown to delay the onset of stage 3 type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition in which the immune system destroys insulin-producing pancreatic beta cells. Teplizumab is a monoclonal antibody that retrains the immune response, delaying clinical onset by a median of around 2 years in high-risk, pre-symptomatic patients. It is given as a one-off course. The US Food and Drug Administration had approved it earlier. The NHS approval marks its entry into a major public health system. But why does this matter? This matters because teplizumab is the first immunotherapy to delay stage 3 type 1 diabetes, offering new hope for patients. So what exactly changed? The NHS approval of teplizumab has opened up new avenues for the treatment of type 1 diabetes. What does this mean for the medical field? This means that there is now a disease-modifying immunotherapy available to delay the onset of type 1 diabetes. Moving on to what this means for global geopolitics, Bolivia has declared a 90-day state of emergency after deadly protests over the removal of fuel subsidies paralyzed parts of the country with road blockades. The unrest followed the cancellation of long-standing fuel subsidies. Blockades disrupted supply chains and reportedly left around 17 people dead. The emergency empowers security forces to clear blockades. Crucially, Bolivia sits in the lithium triangle along with Argentina and Chile, holding some of the world's largest lithium reserves, which makes its political stability relevant to global critical mineral supply chains. Now, let us look at a significant development in the realm of digital governance. The Unique Identification Authority of India, that is the statutory body under the Aadhaar Act 2016, attached to the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, has announced that the new Aadhaar app has crossed 31 million downloads within 5 months of its launch. The app offers face authentication-based verification and a QR code shareable, editable digital contact card, reducing the need to share physical Aadhaar copies. And here is something that surprises many students. The National Crime Records Bureau has released its Crime in India 2024 report, recording 441,534 crimes against women, a 1.4% decline from 2023. The largest category was cruelty by husband or his relatives at 120,227 cases. The states with the most cases were Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, and Rajasthan. The crime rate was 64.6 per lakh women population, down from 66.2 in 2023. It is worth pausing here to note that the NCRB functions under the Ministry of Home Affairs and is the nodal agency for crime statistics under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita. What does this mean for India's crime statistics? This means that there is a decline in crimes against women, but still a significant number of cases are being reported. Now let us turn to the historical context of some significant United Nations observances. 23rd June is marked by three international observances of UPSC relevance: United Nations Public Service Day, International Widows Day, and International Olympic Day. United Nations Public Service Day was designated by the UN General Assembly on 20 December 2002 to celebrate the value of public service to the community. International Widows Day was proclaimed by the UNGR in 2010 to draw attention to the rights of an estimated 259 million widows worldwide. International Olympic Day commemorates 23 June 1894. When Pierre de Coubertin founded the International Olympic Committee in Paris. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Bank approved $1.5 billion for boosting job creation in the private sector. The instrument is development policy financing. Around 11 million Indians enter the labor market each year. Teplizumab, also known as Tzield, is the first immunotherapy to delay stage 3 type 1 diabetes. It is a monoclonal antibody given as a one-off course. Bolivia's President Rodrigo Paz declared a 90-day state of emergency over fuel subsidy protests. The lithium triangle consists of Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile. The Aadhaar app has crossed 31 million downloads in 5 months. The Unique Identification Authority of India is a statutory body under the Aadhaar Act 2016, attached to the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The National Crime Records Bureau recorded 4,41,534 crimes against women in 2024, a decline of 1.4% from 2023. The top category was cruelty by husband or relatives, with 120,227 cases. The crime rate was 64.6 per lakh women population. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This connects to GS to Governance, as the World Bank DPF instrument, NCRB, and crime statistics machinery, and UIDAI and digital governance are all relevant topics. It also connects to GS to international relations, as Bolivia and critical mineral geopolitics and United Nations observances are important. Furthermore, it connects to GS3 economy and science, as employment reforms, lithium supply chains, and biomedical immunotherapy are crucial topics. Lastly, it connects to GS1 society, as crimes against women and the social condition of widows are significant issues. In conclusion, these developments have significant implications for India's labor market, private sector, and global geopolitics, as well as the medical field and digital governance, highlighting the need for a comprehensive understanding of these issues in the context of UPSC preparation. The connection to various GS papers and the relevance to current events make these topics essential for aspiring civil servants to grasp.